Gemara says, "Gidan Oshish Nizbashel V'Levatel Beruba." So we're in that kash of the Gemara. So we introduce Shitas HaRosh, that the Rosh says a fascinating idea. Bitl Beroiv means Bitl Beroiv. Bitl Beroiv means Nepach. And as long as you have Yediyas HaTaroves beforehand, when it's Yavish B'Yavish, that will be with the Mevatel, and there is no Isser there that's Kayam, seemingly, according to the Rosh. That's what the Rosh is saying. Now, I want to give a little background, Rabbi Say, that we kind of glossed over. The Rosh quotes a Mishnah in Trumas that highlights this idea of Yediyas HaTaruvus. But I didn't really give you a good explanation what any of that means. Why is Yediyas HaTaruvus relevant? So I want to back up a little bit, Rabbi Say, before we collect and present all the Shitas Rishayim. Everyone should be bothered by that fundamental question, that what's critical is, when do you find out about it? Is it already lach balach? Was it once yavish b'yavish? And your yediya, when you find out about it, is critical, right? That is going to be the game changer of whether or not this item is going to be mutter or aser. Right? Everyone got that? Yeah? Why? Where in the world did yediya sataruvus come from? Everybody say, I don't get it. If rov's a reality, if rov is telling me that this is mutter, who in the world cares about the gavra? Like, it's mutter. It's a matthias. Why do you need to know about it? Why is that relevant? The din of rov is telling me that it's mutter. So why? Was there three pieces here? Yes, but you didn't know about it. So what? You were in Honolulu. So what? I was quarantined. I went to Singapore. Well, so what? But there were three pieces there. So it's mutter. It's rov. Everyone hear my kasha? Evan, you hear what I'm asking? I mean, the Rosh is telling me that Yediyas Sataruvus, did you find out that there was an Isser within that mixture? That is what's going to say that it's Batal Barov. But if you never found out about it, and it already became, it was three pieces, and then it got cooked together, then the Rosh will be masking that what? Vadi Yenid Shisha. Why? Because the Batals happened to Alach Balach. But it was Yavish B'Yavish. There were three pieces there. So the Metzias should have been Matir. Everyone hear what I'm asking, everybody say? This is a paralyzing question. What's going on over here?
Didn't we say yesterday that if I have a Yavish B'Yavish, like even according to the Rashba, if I have a Yavish B'Yavish, and that's Batal Barov, and then I cook it, that it goes back to being needing Shishim?
Mm-hmm.
Like even once I've matured it?
So yeah.
What are we asking?
I'm asking according to the Rosh. The Rosh holds, if you have Batal Barov, you have Yavish B'Yavish, it's Batal, it's Batal.
From the time you
know. Have to
know.
Yeah.
You have to know that you have it mixed with
that. Why?
Until then.
Why? It's Batal.
Yeah,
who cares about you? Where is this idea? What is this like? What is it like? Reb Chaim Briskers? Like, oh, I have to know. What do you have to know? This is like mutter or usser. Yeah, the simple terminology. I don't get anything that's going on. That's it. Everyone good? I'm confused. The Rosh says, Rabbi Say, what does the Rosh say? If you have three pieces, right? What? It's not Batal. Why? Because you didn't find out about it. There was no Yediyas HaTaruvus. If the Yediyas HaTaruvus or the Yediyas HaNefilas HaIsser is only when it becomes Lach B'Lach, then you need Shishin. Right? Does the Rosh say that, Rabbi Say? Am I quoting the Rosh?
Yeah.
Why?
It only became like active in your life.
Rabbi Say, Bitl Barov is a Matthias. There's a majority over here. Who cares about the Gavra? You got it, Weiser? Are you understanding what I'm saying? No, don't repeat what I'm saying. Do you understand what I just said?
Basically, who cares? There shouldn't be a kosher. Like, who cares? Like, it is what it is.
Exactly.
But you have to understand that it's Batal. I mean, if you don't have this comprehension, these
why? Why? Doesn't Batal about... everybody, yesterday we were clearing all these different permutations, numbers, and rove, and possibilities. Who the heck cares about the guy?
Does the Rebbe Chanan answer that?
I don't think so. Why should the Rebbe Chanan answer?
Because he's saying that it's not that it's mutter, it's that it's an Acher Rav Lahatub. So it's like, Acher Rav Lahatub, how should I go?
I can't say
Acher Rav
Lahatub. Why not? Why not?
I don't know if it's Batal.
But how do you explain that? It's a rove. It's numbers.
But not just numbers.
The concept of Batal applies to me.
Acher Rav Lahatub means
that I get
in the Gezerah. It's not that I don't have an Isser.
But what? But I have. But don't I have Acher Rav Lahatos? Acher Rav Lahatos has nothing to do with me. What?
Part of the
do? What if you don't have it though? Meaning, what if you had it?
I had it.
No, but I'm not part
of it. I had it, and then it got cooked up. I didn't lose it, guys. Leah, you hear what I'm saying? Do you agree with them? Thank you.
No, but the
rule doesn't make it mutter.
I hear the question. Like, it's
losing. No, but you don't. Like, what's going on? What did you lose? Where did you lose?
What happens if I add more?
I'm not taking away pieces. You didn't. No. Stop changing. Stop trying to bring in tangents, okay?
It's true.
Don't change the matzis, okay? You have three pieces over here. Okay. Then things got mixed up. Things got cooked up. So now you have a lach balach. Why can't I just say that originally there was a rule?
Because in order,
Bittel applies to.
I don't care what I have anymore. I had three pieces. Okay. Why are you ignoring that rule?
Because those three pieces were three individual pieces.
What stops Rove from right then? I can't scream anymore. I'm losing my voice. I can't do this anymore. I don't understand what you guys are saying. What in the world is going on?
Because Rove doesn't mean it's no history.
If I'm not there,
it's gone.
The issue
is
gone. Why
did
you come back?
Bittel applies to a person.
I need to speak
it's
to someone.
Well,
with Russell's
that
back. It is
that
until a certain point.
Moshe, you hear me?
Hey.
Oh, Rove only works by the Kefsa, not by the Gavra? That it only transforms the item. But not,
no, we're saying no, it's the opposite.
Are you with me? That's what he's asking.
If that's true,
so when I cook it up, who cares? It's not usher.
If we're saying
it was mutter, after I'm the hot dogs, I put in a pot, who cares?
Rabbi said this kasha should be paralyzing you guys.
But
it's not changing the state from Yavish Yavish.
He holds the right.
Whatever, a lot of things could have happened. Yeah. I don't care. At no Maisa.
Where's he going?
There's three pieces. No, you know what? Oh, dude. Mendamino, we need things to look alike. You got three pieces over here, okay? I never found that about it. I didn't come to shear today, okay? But you guys mixed up three pieces, okay? I show up tomorrow, and not only did you have three pieces, but you guys mixed it up. You did whatever you want. Who cares? Who cares? Why? Lamaise, if I would eat it right now, it would be mutter. According to the rush?
But you're not there. So you don't know about it.
Who cares?
Because it's a matir for the gavra. The whole point of bittel is...
It's a matzias!
No, but it's not once you're not there yet.
What does that mean?
You're not part of that world. You don't even come part of the world once you know it.
There's two approaches to this kasha. But this kasha is so... Rabbi Yisai, this is the first day of shir. Like, this is like... The Yediyas HaTarovas you're going to find all over Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai, and we've seen it. We saw it in Bittul Issel Chachila, and I just said we're gonna have to talk about it another time. We're gonna have to another time. Now we gotta talk about it. Okay, we got it now. Okay. Yeah.
And what happened afterwards? So you had the three salads there, and then it becomes mutter, and then you're saying that
because I didn't know about it, now it's gonna create a problem.
It was never mutter in the first place. You weren't there.
You're not explaining to me why. You're just explaining to me what. One second, I want to hear him. Second. The end of the case is that now, if this got cooked up and now it's a shiloh of lach balach, now it needs shishin. Why? It became mutter.
There is no parsha.
Why didn't it become mutter?
Because the mitzvah doesn't move. If it's a matir for me, there is no parsha.
It's not. I thought that the food.
It's heter.
No, but it's not. But if bittel is a matir of a person,
let me ask you. Let me ask you another question, guys. Chaybro, I want to look. Here's the situation. This is usser. These are identical pieces, okay? This is usser, okay? By the way, we're never going to finish anything because there's so much talk about it. This is usser, okay? This falls in. The tarubas of Yavish B'Yavish, they look exactly alike. So don't get hung up that they did it. They actually don't. We're going to call it min b'mino, okay? Good? It's not nikra, okay? No one told me that Aryeh put a non-kosher piece here.
Wow.
No one told me, okay? No one told me, okay? Now, this is the situation. There are three pieces over here. Good? Purim, okay? Purim shtick, okay? You guys should do all taruvas dick shtick on Purim, okay? Comes on, I walk into the room, and Tigman puts a coffee down, you know, like, he doesn't tell me about this, like, so he puts three coffees over here, one of them's, you know, filled with chaser schmaltz, okay? You know, and I drink it, it's disgusting, fine, but lemais, I swallowed some of it, okay? But right here, there was a taruvas of yavish b'yavish, okay? Or is, let's say, a chatil, let's say I have a piece of flesh before, I have flanken flakes before every shear, and I have to get some energy before shear, so we have taruvas yavish b'yavish, okay? Nobody told me about the iser piece. I just see three pieces in front of me, okay? Pick up my food, I eat it, and zehu.
Wait, isn't that?
I agree with you. That should be mutter.
In order for it to be
mutter. Says the rush, it's not mutter. You want to know why? There's no rove.
Wow.
Yes, there is. There's Rove. Why is Rove a bit of Yadin? That's what I want to know.
If the
Pusik
says
Akhirav
Mahatos, doesn't it mean that it's...
That's the Kash.
No, it's because I go
This
Akhirav.
Makes no sense. What? Let's get out of here.
If the Pusik is referring to that...
I'm done.
Why is the Kash on the Rush?
It makes no sense. Chevra, is that a good example?
Yeah.
Good. Everyone hear what I'm saying over here? Did I say a Rush? Is it Shulchan Aruch?
Why is it
nothing makes sense?
Wait, but if you...
Sorry. Stop learning!
It's a Mishnah.
Idea or majority?
No! You need idea! I have majority!
I go after the Rabbah.
Huh?
I go, when it says Akhirav Mahatos, because I go after the Rabbah.
Yeah!
You have to be aware of the Rabbah.
Yes, that's
not the food.
Why?
Moshe, why do you
why? You're saying what? You're doing exactly what David said.
Why? Same thing by Bees, didn't you?
Same way.
If it's
so everybody say, let's try to be Masber a little bit. Let's try to bring us back to like normalcy. Dr. Volchanan and Kaivit Saris. I'm Meyer the Gisa. Dr. Volchanan. I want to be macked in this Volchanan with Akasha. From the Yonis and Ibishitz. And this is Ashkofa Shmuz. Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz asked, and someone asked Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz the following question. I don't get it, Rabbi. Like, there are majority goyim in the world. There are majority people that don't follow mitzvahs, don't just do what they want, enjoy life, and you yourself, Rabbi Ibishitz, you hold in your Torah that you should follow a majority. So what's up with that? Achri Rabbi Mahatos. What's pshat? So everybody say, I'm not going to tell you what Rav Yonis and Ibishitz teretz is, but I'm going to tell you what Rabbi Chanan's teretz is. And this is a big yisait. Listen carefully. This wasn't quoted. Zokter Bohanan, Rove is used to be a solution to a suffix. But if there's never a Leidas HaSuffix, then there's no Rove that can be used to resolve the suffix. Zokt Rabbi Chanan, you know why you need Yedia? Because to kick in Rove, you need that there's a chakash over here. There's an Isra that fell in. And because I'm Yoidea Taruvis, now the Rove is now being resolving that Sofik. And Mela, that's one Yesoit to answer the bomb kasha of the Velt. Why don't the Jews just become more like the Goyim? Why don't you now mimic us and follow our Hefker life?
There's no room.
Why don't you say Achrei Rabim Lahatos that you yourself subscribe to?
Not a Sofik.
Oh, Zoktigman, because there was no Leidas HaSofik. Me and a Goy is not even a Taruvus. There's no shaykhis. It's like here and here. We're not in the same bowl. We're not in the same kitchen. We're not in the same dish. So mamela, there's never a leidas hasofik. So you don't need rove to come to be mevarat. That's Rabbi Chanan's mahalach in explaining the fundamental yisoid of yediyah to be relevant for rove to come and to be resolved. That's mahalach number one. Mahalach of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Kovitz Aris. I have to get you the exact simon. Memches, I think. Okay, that's Kovitz Aris or Rabbi Chanan. Of Rabbi Sai Agoin Hagartzash. Who's the Gartzash? Who's the Gartzash?
Gershon
Rav. You don't know the Gartzash? Now, you don't know the Gartzash?
That's just letters.
The Gartzash. Rabbi Sai, I'm sure you all know the Gartzash very well. Hagoin Ratzvi Shechter Shlita. Agartzash said a vort. We learned the Sechter.
Shechter.
Oh, it's the Seaver.
Zvi is Herschel.
Guys, see it Herschel.
What's the
father?
Herschel is Tzvi and
Rabbi comes along the Gartzash, and when I heard Shir from him, my first year in Shir, probably, let's make a cheshbon now, Sanhedrin. This is my first year in Shir, which must have been, I was... Well, I'm saying Shana Aleph was 18 to 19. Shana Be'ah was 19 to 20. Shana, the first year YU, I went to Rav Tversky, the Ksubas by Rav Tversky. Then I went to Rav Shechter. Then I stayed with Rav Shechter for a long time. And so that year, so then that makes me 22. 21? 21. So 21, I don't know exactly. So that was what? Hold on, see, I told you, I said a shmooz on Shabbos. You don't know how old you are anymore. But this might just be your eye. I'm losing my mind. Okay, whatever, like 20 years ago, something like that. So Shechter said an awesome shot in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Misukim Midrash. And you'll see how Mosik Midrash when you'll hear what a person told him after the first time he said, or after he once said this shir publicly. There's a machloikis between, is a yusoid, Rabbi Yisai, and lumdis forever. There's a machloikis between Rav and Abai. Rav and Abai have a machloikis in the sugya of Eid Zayman. Okay, so you guys, those of you who want to hack with the Rabbi Adler guys, so they're learning Makkos, Eid Zayman. Mikanala, actually, they're not even going to get to the sugya because the Gemara Makkos never talks about it. Eid Zayman, Mikanala Habo Nifsal, or Eid Zayman Lemafreyu Nifsal. What's the machloikis, Rabbi Yisai? When an Eid Zayman becomes possible, does he become possible from the time that he lied, lemafreya, or does it become kosol mikana lahaba for the future? What's an afkamina? No. What's an afkamina? There might have been a lot of transactions in the interim that are not going to go to waste. Marriages, or the Rishonim all discussed, what are you going to do with all those interim stuff? Fascinating discussion. Machlekes Rav and Abaye. Rabbi say, this Machlekes Rav and Abaye is what? One of the Yalkagams. What's the Yalkagam? The six times we follow Abaye over Rav. What's Ayin? Ayin is?
Aiden.
Aiden. Aiden. Aiden. Aiden. Aiden. What's Yod? Yesh. Yesh. Shalom Yidas. Lo Yabi Yesh. Bamentzia. What's Mem?
I don't know who will
to. What? What's Lamed? Sorry, what's Lamed? Erevin Lechi Alimid Me'elov. What's Kuf? Kedushin Shein of Yisrael Labiyah. Kedushin Daf Nun. What's Mem? Mummer Ochel Nevelos Lateyovin. Actually, it's on the same daf. So two of them are actually on the same daf. What's Gimel? Get. Bitalite. What? Gila Das Beget. Gila Das Beget. Fourth parak of Mesechus Gin. Those are the six cases of Yalkagams. Don't worry, you're not responsible.
Sheep, the question.
Oh. So there's an achloikes between Rav and Abai. Rabbi say you have eight zaymen. You have eight zaymen, okay? You have eight zaymen, right? So what happens? What's a case of eight zaymen? Help me out, guys. What's a case of eight zaymen? How'd they get caught lied falsely? Because they said, did they really get caught together? Rabbi say, what is it? It's my word against yours. Mm-hmm. It's like every accusation that everyone has complaints on with all their with whatever. Okay. It's all my word against yours. Okay. It's all my word against yours.
What? I thought we were about to go the whole.
No. Yeah, we can't upload this year. But it's all my word. Yet the Torah says what? You believe what? The second cat. Why? Torah says eight zayim. It's a chiddush. So zokt Rava, that's a chiddush. says Rav Shechter, when Rava says it's a chiddush, so, and therefore he's saying, it's not going to help us l'mafreya. It's only going to be relevant, what? Mikan ve'elach, mishas chidusha ve'elach. What's really what the Gemara is telling us? The Gemara is telling us that there's a fundamental machlokes between Abaye and Rava. If Eid Zoymeim, the fact that we believe the second Eidim, is that actually a mevarer? Is that actually that we're telling them that we believe them as factually proving the other people wrong? And therefore, that's even something that now can have ramifications when Mish Limafreya retroactively, because once these guys are disproven, that's a biror that those Eidim never were true speakers, and therefore they are a false Eidim. And Rava is saying, no, there's really no reason to believe one over the other. All the Torah is telling you is a chiddush that we should be noyeg, a hanhaga, as if it's true, and therefore, since it's a hanhaga, without being a mevarer, without clarifying, it's just the way we're noeg with our sveikas, so therefore, that's only relevant from when? Mishas chidusha ve'elach. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? Similarly, Rabbi Yisai, you have such a concept with chazaka. You have a suffix, Rabbi Yisai. We've spoken about it many times. So the Gemara says you have a suffix. You don't know what happened. You don't know how to resolve this suffix. So the Gemara says, let's rely on the chazaka, the last known reality. The last known reality is not going to be mevari or suffix. It's not going to clarify your issue, your sveikus. What's the last reality telling you? That's the way the Torah is telling you to be noyeg, based on the last known reality in this matzav of suffix. That's the way I'm going to approach it. That's my anhoga. But it's not, if anyone would approach a chazaka, that's not a birur. That's not telling me any resolutions. That's not clarifying anything. It's just like, Rabbi, I don't know what to do. What should I do? The rabbi says back to you when he's applying a chazaka, you're right. I don't really know the answer to the question. It's a problem. We have no way of trying to resolve this problem. But you know what the Torah tells you to do? There's a way to get exit out of this chazak, out of this suffix. You know what the way is? Chazaka. Be noyeg like this. Be noyeg like the last one reality. That's not a biror. So it's a chiddush in anhaga. So Rav is telling you when you have a chiddush in anhaga, then you don't say, it's clarified that everything was garnished. No. It's mikan ve'elach. We're going to be noyeg. We're going to practice as if that's the situation, as if the second Eidim are true. A mayridika yisoid. Comes along Rav Shechter, and he says, this yisoid is not only relevant for Eid Zayman, but is actually pshat in everything we've been learning all year, in bittul b'roif. Bittul b'roiv doesn't tell you that there's no isser there. Bittul b'roiv doesn't tell you that, come on, I'm not eating isser. Bittul b'roiv tells you that the way the Rabbeinu Shalom tells you to be noyeg in such a situation, a hanhoga, is as if it's nispatel. Is as if it's nispatel. It's a hanhoga that the Torah was mechadish to me to be noyeg achre rabbi mahatus, as if it's gone. Is it mevar the metzias? Is it magical that now it dissolves the item and it's totally gone? No. No. Memela, what do we know about hanhogos? Zokt hagartzash? Zokt b'shechter? What do we know about hanhogos from Rava in Sanhedrin Chav Zayin Amin Aleph? We know it's only mekan ve'elach. We know it's only mishas chidush ve'elach. It's not going to be a bearer of metzias that's going to kick in even l'mafreya. Zokt hagartzash lita. If that's the pshat, so Memela, I understand why the Rush is telling me and why Shulchan Aruch assumes that Yediyas HaTaruvus is essential. Because before Yediyas HaSafik, before you know that there's an Isser there, then there's never going to be a Rav that's telling you, be Noyheg like this. The Anhoga only comes out after a Zman of Yediyah. Then I got to deal with the file of the Shiloh, and now I'm going to be Noyheg like this. But since it's not a Biram, my whole Kasha that I was chepering you guys with, was that what? Bittul b'roiv is a bira metzias. So Memela, why should it be relevant to the Gavra? That's a factual zach. The three pieces are there whether Tigman tells me about it or not. Zokter Shechter, that's napshot in Bittul b'roiv. It's an hogo. If it's an hogo, so then, Yedias HaGavra is very relevant. That's what the whole an hogo is only relevant to a guy who has to be noig in a certain way, has to resolve this type of issue. So those are the two fundamental mahalchim, Rabbi Yisai, in understanding, before we even get to what the nature of Bittul is, what is the Yediyas HaTaruvus, why is the Gavra relevant?
The answer is it's something fundamental to everything we've been learning all year, to what does Bittul actually mean? And that now is going to be dependent on these two mahalch. It's myridic.
But we go like a bite.
Doesn't the Rambam say that...
Fighter.
Don't we
hold
like a
bite? Doesn't the Rambam say that Bittul incinerates it, destroys it?
So that's one of the keys.
Now we're that's the way we're going to be noyig. We're going to be noyig as if it's being... Shishim is necessary.
Actually, see, it's not happening.
No, there still is Isser there.
No, I'm saying, but it's not...
Oh, so Tzvi wants to know. That's a good guy. Everything Rav Schechter's saying seems to be against Nepach.
No, Nepach right now, not necessarily.
Oh, so, number one, so we have to get there. Rabbi Yisai, we're going to have more kashas on the rush. We need to reinvent the rush. Yeah.
Rabbi is saying that even though we don't believe one guy more than the other, we're nohig to kill him because it's a chiddush and Edim Domim, that's what he's trying to say. That it's just a chiddush in how we behave so we can kill somebody based on a thought process.
100%.
It's kind of crazy, no?
Yeah. It's not that fast. Don't we pass like a buy?
Honestly, between me and you, don't record this, but it's whether you say this Hezbollah or not, it's still Chiddush. Lamaisa, Rava is telling you when you read that Gemara in Sanhedrin, my chazit is tzamech tzahan is smoch ahan. Why you believe it? Why you listen to this guy and not that guy? And the Torah says, listen, do it. And that's a Chiddush. Okay, I don't know why Rav Schechter's Hezber is any more bothersome than Rava's statement himself. Eid Zoymim is really just a contradiction of Eidim. And yet, the Torah says, believe him and kill him.
It's not really a contradiction of Eidim. Eid Zoymim is somebody comes to testify something and I say, he's not testifying about this because I was with him.
And
that's not a contradiction.
And Chaim says, by definition, when I'm saying that I was there, I'm saying you're a liar.
I'm saying that you were with me. I'm saying this guy's lying.
And I'm saying by definition, by the fact that I was there, I'm saying you're a liar. So let's kill Malik.
You kill you too.
Yeah. Oh, God, guys, I was saying that in the context of Shir. Please don't get me in trouble for saying it. Right. I didn't really mean that I was going to kill Malik because some people think that I'm actually being literal and I'm not.
So we're going to kill, the Torah's being mechadi so we can kill somebody?
That, no, I have to protect myself with everybody.
That, the Torah's being mechadi that I should trust the second guys, but then we really think that the two guys are liars.
That's the Chiddush HaTorah, but why don't you say back, I think Malik's a liar.
The Chiddush HaTorah...
Not really a liar. No, I have to do this.
So the Chiddush HaTorah is that...
Every
shear
now is going to be double time.
Now that we're behaving like we think he's guilty, we actually think he's guilty. He has a din guilty. If you say we're behaving
but
like...
But that's only because you know the Parsha of Azama.
No, what I'm saying, if we're just... We're saying like Rava that we're just acting like he's guilty, but we don't actually know for sure. You smoke a honey, you know it's a Chiddush, we're just behaving like it. So we're killing somebody based on behavior, not
but
even
that's, that Chiddush... That Chiddush Malik you're telling is a Chiddush HaTorah. I have that kasha on the Torah.
Why is the Torah
I don't really have a kasha on the Torah.
The Torah is saying he's guilty.
What?
The Torah is saying he's guilty. Not that I'm behaving like he's guilty.
This Purim is going to be like no other Purim. you guys got to open me up and whatever.
Yeah. The Torah is saying he's guilty. That's the Torah. The Chiddush HaTorah is that he's guilty. Not that we act like he's guilty.
But he's not guilty necessarily. There's two of them that are arguing about that. They tie down a liar. I tie down their liars.
Right, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. Not how we're behaving. We're not saying, oh, he's not really guilty, but we're acting like he's guilty. We're going to kill him. That's what Rava's saying.
Yeah, but the Torah also is a Chiddush. Why are you being soimach on them? You have a suffix.
I hear that. I'm not disagreeing. You're right. We have to say, we can't say we're behaving like he's guilty.
You're saying before of Schechter, I was saying, the Torah was being mechadish to me, that the second Edom are being mevarer.
I slam the hammer and I say,
and they're being mevarer it? How are they mevarer then? How do you know? There's two against two. How do you know that they're any better than me? I think that they're liars.
There's no one else telling them that they're wrong. That's what Edus is.
So what? I'm saying that they're wrong. They're Edus lying about me. By definition, when I say that I was here and I saw Tzvi Dusai, I'm saying that I was here.
According to the Torah, Edus is two Edim coming to testify that about this person or a group of people, whatever. So when you have other Edim testifying against, it's just another set of...
So by definition, implied in my statement is that they saying that I'm lying, I'm saying that they're lying about the fact that I'm lying.
You have to get to the point where...
This is a lot of lumdus for Eid Zoymim. This is for Makis. This is a Machlekes the Turin and the Sivis. And the Rambam, it's a lot of lumdus, but we're not doing that right now because we decided to learn Chulin. Not that it was wrong not to learn Chulin, but...
Okay. Right.
Don't we Paskin like a bai? How can we make this whole thing and apply to Tar Sugi if we hold like a bai?
Huh?
We're building all this off rubber. We don't Paskin like rubber in this case. Meaning, so shouldn't the chiddush we get from rubber?
I don't think that that's necessarily a kasha. Lamaisa, what you Paskin in the fact that we Paskin like a bai, that just means we approach the chiddush of Eidzaimim as a beer. But the yisoid, the rationale of Rava, the fact that on Haga is Mikana Lahaba, that's something that is true in rationale and in Svara that we could accept no matter how we analyze Eid Zaymim and that particular sugi itself. Rabbi Yisai Rav Shechter said this, and somebody came up from, I don't remember where it was, somebody came up to him and said, I heard this exact pshat from Rav Unterman, who quoted this, B'Shem Rav Shimon Shkop, that the yisoid of Bittel Beroiv is a hanhaga, like Pshat in Rava, that's only Mishas Chidusha Ve'elach, and that's why you need Yediyas HaTaribus.
But how do you explain that?
Obviously, that's not a Chiddush, that, you know what I'm saying, but like, Kishmak.
How do you explain then Rav Badanim? You see, Rav Badanim is also just an Hanhaga? Okay. Rav Badanim is pretty, pretty strong.
A beer.
It's pretty much a beer.
No, but he's saying is every psak didn't just not we're not being mavar the facts, but we're just Sal saying.
I mean, are you being mavar the facts?
They're likely to, see more.
You're making
You're making. Yeah, you're not being mavar.
Oh, I got you. I understand what you're asking.
Doesn't the rush say that the base are gonna if there's like a rove of one psak. They're gonna. The other ones are just gonna start to see more like that eventually. Then that is getting beer.
That's his cash.
You're not getting beer on what happens when Dayanim make a decision. They're not saying this is what happens.
Yeah, of course it is.
No, because I'm saying they don't actually know.
That's just because that's just that we explain that. We explain that that's because in order for Bittel, you need to have flash.
Okay. Just because so the diet says
you can't be in any idea, because then you're a davar shish lamatir. But you're asking. I thought you're asking a different gosh. You're asking, no, asking. Usually, we would assume that a bezdin is a mevar.
That's my question.
But they're not actually
that.
I'm saying, but why? They're not actually as crazy. They've heard information and they make a decision based off of that.
It's just a. If we would publicize that, that's a weird legal system.
Well, yeah, but that he's arguing.
Everyone's not actually figuring out
the legal system. Yeah. That's what sucks. No, because you don't know. You weren't there.
That's what sucks.
If you weren't there, you can't actually
know. You don't think we actually believe that this is a beerer?
No, but from the fact that once... You take information and you make a decision based on that information. You don't actually know what happened.
From the fact that after then it's closed, if more information comes in, we don't go back and like redo it implies that
Yotza Zakai, you're not Chozer Umachai.
Jewish legal system doesn't hold beyond the law.
Maybe it is on.
Wait.
Right.
That's a good point. Because I have a full verdict.
You can agree with that.
What?
That's just because Hashem literally said he's going to come and get retribution.
It's a raya, but you're asking on the psak did.
You could.
It's interesting to hear, Baisai. This is a little too hashkafadik about how you approach the din of Bezdin, but I hear what you guys are saying, that maybe if you hold like this, that in a chanami, or according to Rav Shechter, every achras habezdin through Dayanim would be a hanhaga, and Rav Shkop, yeah, in a chanami. But it's a good aura, very good aura.
When Bittel happens, there's nothing actually happening, it's just...
So that's what we have to be
about.
This seems to threat, that's what she was asking, and that's what you're asking, is that how does that fly in the face with Nepach and all these kvalim? So we have to get to that. You get me, Mitzvah? Rabbi Yisai, we're going to get to it, by tomorrow we will have it. Okay, so now let's get back to our sugya. Now that we just filled in that hole of just understanding what this fake Yediyas HaTaruvus thing was, and we had no idea, and we just fucked... Fumford through it, so now we understand two mahalchim of Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shechter and Rabbi Shkop in terms of why Yediyas HaTaruvus is necessary and why it's going to make a difference, and it's not just a function of the Matzias of the three pieces together, which is so to stick for our whole year. So now what do we have over here, Rabbi Yisai? Very quickly, holy cow, very quickly, we had yesterday the Shita of the Rush. That she needs, we need to return back to that rush, especially now, about the fact that if there's Yediyas HaTaruvus, when the three pieces are there, then there is no Isra anymore. It's Nepach, and it becomes Mutter. Now, even if you cook it together, or if you eat it as a what? As a
Big Mac.
Big Mac, thank you. As a big, big Mac. As a big, big Mac. Triple decker. Then it will be absolutely Mutter, because there is no Isra anymore, supposedly. Good? However, there were a few dissenting opinions to that approach. Namely, who is for sure the dissenting opinion of that? The Tosfos Rid. Not only can you not have a triple decker, a Big Mac, Dr. Tosfos Rid, you cannot rely on Rove in a situation that we know for sure at the end of the day, you're going to Vada eat an Isser. So if you would eat three pieces, Bezeach Arzeh, Zokta Heilige Tosfos Rid, that would be an Isser D'Oraisa, and you would actually have to bring a carbon Chatas if that was something that was Chayav Chatas, like Chalev, and if it was just an Avela, so you get Malkus on such an Avir. Good. Comes along the Rashba yesterday, we introduced the Rashba, and we weren't actually sure 100% what the Rashba's opinion was. The way many of the Paiskim approach the Shita of the Rashba, what did the Rashba say inside? What do we know what the Rashba says? The Rashba says, Bifnei Atzma Bezeach Harzeh, everything is Mutter. So clearly not like the Tosos Rid. Right? The question is, but then the Rashba says, but Bas Achas, to eat a triple decker, that would be Usser. So clearly not like the Balet, like the Rush. So where does the Rashba fall? So we presented two possibilities. The possibility of the Nosei Kalim, Prima Gadim, the Shach, and the Taz, that are of the opinion that the Rashba's Chumrah of not eating it all together is really only a Chumrah D'Rabbanan. Really, Lemaisa min HaTorah, you should have been allowed to have a triple decker because the Rush's theory is really correct and Bittul Berov creates Nepach and therefore everything should be Mutter. Why did the Rashba put the brakes on that Heter? Because it was bad protocol, bad policy, and therefore I'm only going to be Matir B'Zeach HaZeh, which doesn't look as bad that you're eating Isser. But fundamentally, Rabbi Yisai, if I would ask the Rashba ben HaTorah, am I going to get Malkus? Did I eat Isser? The answer to that approach, according to the Shach, the Prima Gadim, the Taz, the answer was what?
No.
Good. Based on that, Yisai, I said that it would be Mutter, according to the Rashba, to have what? Two pieces, since it's all only a Chumrah D'Rabbanan, you're not having all the three pieces together. In a world of Mid'Rabbanan, I could hear the Svara of saying that if you have two pieces, it would be Mutter. And that was the Psak of the Shach in Sifkot and Zayin, that the Shach says, you just have to stay away from having three pieces together, but since this is only Mid'Rabbanan, according to the Shach, you would actually be able to have two pieces. However, we suggested that perhaps there's a different analysis in the Rashba. Perhaps the Rashba is actually a brand new Shita on a level of what? On a level of D'Oraisa. There's the Rush, extreme, Kula. There's the Tosfos Rid, extreme, Chumrah. And then there's the Rashba that's in the middle that the Rashba says no. As long as, and here's where the Rashba is saying, everybody say, B'shas Maisa Achila. I have a rove that's being Matir, the Maisa Achila. Then what? It's Mutter. And that rove could work historically, and that rove could be with what's left. Doesn't matter. Do I have rove tzadim that's being matir every ma'is achil? So memela, zok the Rashba. I could now what bezachar ze be matir every single ma'is achil menatoyra. I have a rove. The Rashba doesn't agree that what he doesn't care, as Avi pointed out, that at the end of the day you might have to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Because you vadai ate an Isser. No, says the Rashba, you can't. I don't care about whether or not there's an Avela going in my body. I care about what? Whether or not I had a Heter from a Rav every time I did a Maisa Achila. As long as I did a Bezeach HaZeh, did I have a Heter from a Rav every time I did a Maisa Achila? The answer is what? Yes, so then you're good. You don't have to do Chuvan Yom Kippur. What's with the Tosfos Rid? You vadai have nevela in your body? Doesn't matter. I vadai have nevela in my body after what? The Rav told me you have Rav. So it's Mutter. As long as I didn't do a Chmaisa Achila Babas Achas, then what? That negates a Rav, then I'm good to go. I don't have to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Gevaldig. That's the Rashba's Lomdis. You don't have to be matter the pieces. You don't have to matter the matzav. You have to be matter the what? The Maisa Achila. Every Maisa Achila had a Heter on it. He called up the OU, they said, yeah, there's Rove. Good. I did again. By the way, Nudnik, yeah, I want to eat the next piece. Good. Next piece, OU, good. Yeah, Baruch Shem, Givaldi. You don't have to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. Excellent. That's a Heter Min HaTorah. When does that Heter drop Min HaTorah, Rabbi Yisai? No, you do it Nebach. The Rashba has nothing to do with the Rosh. There was no Nepach. I have to be matir every Maisa Achila. That's why the Rashba says it's got to be what? The Rashba says nothing about the Rabbanim. I'm not convinced what all the Noisa Kalim were convinced about, and Rav Soloveitchik was not convinced that necessarily the Rashba was on a level of the Rabbanim. Perhaps the Rashba is telling you a Yesoid, a brand new Shita, a fundamental Shita, Midoraisa, Minatoira. You need a matir on the Maisa Achila, and you have that. As long as you're eating it, what? B'zeacharzeh. But the second I do what, Rabbi Yisai, according to this analysis, like we said yesterday, I eat what together? Not only I eat three together, but even if I eat two, so now the OU says to me, sorry, nothing I can do for you because you don't have what? A rove that's being matir, that Maisa Achila. So according to this analysis, we would come out not like the Psak of the Shach, because the Rashba is Midoraisa, and that would be awesome. Good? Rabbi Yisai, that's the Shita of the Rashba. A new Yusayt comes along a fourth Shita in this Rosh, Places Rid, Rashba, Machlekes, if that's a third real Shita or a third Durabanan Shita, and Shita Satoisis. Comes along Taisis, and the end of the Taisis, before he gets to the Beria part, I'm skipping the beginning of the Taisis. We're going to get back to that beginning of the Taisis. Comes along Taisis and he says, as long as this item lends itself to Bittul, what does that mean, lends itself to Bittul? It's not a Beria, it's not a creature. It's not a Chaticha Sharil Iskabit, it's not a Geshmak, a piece of steak that your mouth is, watering about. Bottle Beroiv. Fafilu Isimidar Abana Lecha, Kedemash Mahach. And it's Mutter, it's Bottle, by Rove. Good? Then Taisis puts the brakes. Umihu hach shema lechad gavra haya aser. Now, Edmund came up to me and he's like, Rabbi, I don't like this lashon umihu shema. What does that mean? What's Tosis doing? Like, what's your shita? So it sounds like Tosis is unclear if what? Lechad gavra, you could eat it. And Taisa doesn't specify the situation of the Chad Gavra. What are my two possibilities of the situations of the Chad Gavra? The Basachas or the Bezecharzeh? So by the fact that Taisa doesn't specify if it's the Basachas or Bezecharzeh, means Taisa probably was even entertaining the possibility that even Bezecharzeh, the Chad Gavra, would be Aser. Namely, Rabbi Yisai, the Taisa is Shema, is Taka Mesupak, in the machloikis between the Rashba and the Taisus Rish. So that's a fourth shita that is Mesupuk. And he doesn't clarify if he's Mesupuk on a level of Duraisa or a level Durabonan. Is Taisus Safek, and I don't have an answer to that, is Taisus Safek that this is bad protocol, it looks bad, and therefore fundamentally I really would say, like the Rashba, that what? You got a heter for every Maisa Achila. What's the problem? But maybe Midrabanan, what? It just looks bad because at the end of the day we're being matir, someone eating a nevela post facto. Is that Tosos issue? Or is Tosos what? No, on a level of Doraisa, Umiyu Shema, on a level of Doraisa. More like who? The Tosos written by Babasra. That's his Shema, and he's actually Mesupuk on a level of Doraisa. What I want to know, Rabbi Yisai, is according to Tosos, that's Mesupuk about this, would I have to bring an Ashan Tali? Is this a real Safik D'Oraisa? Or is this actually a Safik D'Rabbanan? I don't know. But I do know, Rabbi Yisai, that this Shita cannot be Machavekt. And this Shita is the second Shita that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yisai, who are the two Shitas that are brought in Shulchan Aruch? The Rashba and Tosis. So now, who? Before he gets to this case of eating all three of them, then he never clarifies umiyu shema my safek. Is that a safek d'oraisa or is that a safek d'rabbanan? I don't have a pshat. Is that a safek? Do I hold like the Rashba? Do I hold like the Taisus Rid? Or is it a safek of what? This is bad policy, but fundamentally the Rashba's right. Good. So Rabbi Yisai, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuftes. Talk to Haley of Shulchan Aruch. Talk to Haley of Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuftes. And he says what? Avaloyo Chosloshtam Yachad? clearly against the who? Rosh. Yesh misha osur lechol adam echad afilu zecharzeh. Who's that? The Yesh misha osur lechol adam echad afilu zecharzeh. Tosfos rid slash Tosfos.
Maybe.
I don't think the Machaber had a Tosfos Rid, so I think it's Tosfos. Who the Baragoyla? Baragoyla says it's Tosfos. I don't think he had a Tosfos Rid. Okay? And then the Rama says, and that's the way you should paskin lechatchila. What does that mean, lechatchila? What, and did he have it? Oh. So everybody say, we got to clarify what the Rama says, lechatchila. Then the Rama says something that I have no clue what he's talking about, Sammy. Yesh machmirim la'ashlich echad liten le'vekachavim. What? What? Got rid of a piece, Rabbi Yisai. Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, we'll pick up with this Shitas Rashi, try to understand this Rashi, and go back to the Beis Yosef, and try to get close to